Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at data security on drives and specifically end user awareness. You know, we all have families, right? We all have friends, we all have things we care about. And some of the best information I've seen about security awareness has targeted that. It's the guy who's like, hey, look, you want to protect your daughter on Facebook. Here's how you do it. No, by the way, these are similar settings for our internal app. It's the guy who's like, hey, look, here's how you prevent phishing. And no, by the way, it's the same whether or not you're protecting your home computer or your work computer. So the tip for you is take a look at this new report out on data security, specifically old drives, and use this as an awareness moment. The report is from Blanco, I think it was. Blanco? Sounds right. And they bought 200 used computers off of like eBay and Craigslist. So they buy 200 computers and they checked them for sensitive data afterwards. So they buy these computers, they pull the drives, they check the drives, and lo and behold, 78% of these computers had recoverable data on them, which was sensitive things like banking, family photos, as well as corporate data, right? Confidential documents, things that probably should not have been on a home computer, let's put that out there, but things that frankly are on home computers anyways. So what can you do to prevent this type of problem? Obviously disk encryption. I'm a big fan of disk encryption. So encrypt all your disks. Obviously a life cycle process, right? So there should be a life cycle that begins with securely onboarding new equipment. And at the end of the equipment's life cycle, at the end of its use, ends with it being securely wiped at the disk level and then reloaded before it goes to resale. So strong controls for when the computer's in use, like disk encryption and file level encryption, and strong controls over the life cycle when it gets onboarded and offboarded. What else can you do with this information? This is where you get to your user awareness. Why not send an email, or perhaps include in the company newsletter, or perhaps order a quick lunch and learn to say, hey, look, lots of people are going away to college. Right now that you're graduating, lots of dads are getting gifts. Lots of things are going on where people are getting new computers. Let me teach you how to protect your family's data. Let me teach you how to protect and wipe your computers as you send them off for resale and protect the computers you buy. And oh, by the way, at the same time you're teaching them about the life cycle and about the encryption, those types of controls, by the way, this is why we have the controls we have in place for our organization. It's a great conversation. It gives them some value and it creates a teachable moment. Alright, you got any horror stories about losing hard drives or finding a computer that had some terrible data? Got some good stories about user awareness training that worked? Hit me up in comments, hit me up on Twitter. Have a good one, and I'll talk to you later.